Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
The ABCDs. My brother-in-law is a sales director for a large global organization, and he shared with me an incentive program they operate within his business. They use an acrostic called the ABCDs, which stands for Above and Beyond the Call of Duty. The senior leaders of the company are empowered to reward employees who went the extra mile in their work by giving cash rewards on the next payroll run. I have mixed thoughts about such a reward scheme. On the one hand, I think to myself, this can be an effective way of amplifying a job well done. I'm no psychologist, but they often say what you reward gets repeated. I'm also no animal behavioral specialist, but I've observed when we reward our little dog with a treat for example, sitting down, lying down, or giving us a doggy high five on demand, she wants to do it again and again and again. I wonder though, if there are downsides to such reward schemes. Do other employees resent their one colleague being rewarded and recognized when perhaps it was really a team effort? Can everyone have a doggy treat? By applauding the work of one, does it cause discordance within the team? You know, I remember when Henry, our son, was a very little boy and we were walking on Santa Monica Pier and we came across an old fisherman carrying a bucket of crabs with no lid to contain them. Henry asked why the weathered old man, if he ever worried, the crabs would climb out and run away. Oh, not really, he replied. See, what happens is if one climbs up too high, the others just pull him down. See, therein lies the challenge of the human condition in the workplace. If one person begins to climb too high, others are likely to pull him or her down. I call this a PhD culture, pull him or pull her down. And we've seen it so often within organizations, pull him or her down. People can often be jealous of another colleague's success and become envious of what the other person has. A word we rarely hear nowadays for this blot on the human heart is called covetousness, wanting that which someone else has and maybe even hating them for having it. You see, organizations are just a collection of interdependent teams working together to serve their customers. Teams by default are a collection of individuals working towards a common goal. My observation about the human condition in the workplace is we have to be careful not to celebrate individual performance at the detriment to the team or the overall organizational result. If we celebrate the I in people, we shouldn't be surprised to see less we's. The amount of times we've been bought in to build up teamwork to find that the root of the problem lies within the reward mechanism. We're trying to build up a mindset of us and together, whereas the human resource departments has allowed a doggy treat mechanism that rewards me, myself, and I. Can you see the dichotomy? I can also think of many fine people whose work ethic is exemplary. Each and every day, their normal mode of operation is above and beyond the call of duty, the ABCDs. These people seem to be driven by some internal force, you could say a spirit within them that calls them to do everything to the very best of their ability, regardless of external stimuli. I've witnessed how these humble men and women can be embarrassed by doggy treats. They don't understand why they're being given such accolades and would work at such a level of excellence regardless of a little extra sprinkle on top of their paycheck. So in summary, I'm broadly of the opinion that each and every employee should be able to earn a bonus above and beyond his or her basic paycheck for a job well done. I just think we have to be very careful with not rewarding an individual when it really was the team, and therefore he or she may get dragged down in the bucket, so to speak. We also shouldn't be surprised to see how some people work every day at the level of an ABCD anyways, because they know whom their master is and he has the best and longest lasting treats. Can I get an amen?
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.